Hi, this is Marty Burton with Personalized Nutrition Concepts. I am really excited about this podcast today. I'm sitting down with a current client, Dominic, and I really wanted to interview him because he has been tremendously successful. He has lost 63 pounds and approximately 32 inches, and we just started doing body fat on him, and I know we're going to start seeing great results with that as well. But I wanted to talk to him and ask him some questions because his commitment to this program has been just straight and extremely focused. So, hi, Dom.
Hi, Marty.
All right. So, the first thing that I would like you to share with everybody. What have you done in the past? What kinds of things have you tried to do in the past to lose weight, and how many times?
Well, a few different programs, a lot of ones you see on television that, big name companies that'll supply the food and the goodies, and all you have to do is follow their plan and their menu and you lose a little weight, and then you kind of get sick of their food, and you stop eating it, and then you go back to gaining the weight back again. So, really, prior to trying that like three or four times, haven't really tried to control what I'm eating or be aware of what I was eating, and I think that kind of really put me in a bad position. It really put me behind the eight ball. So there was a lot of runs at success, but it just never really got there.
But like so many other people, you were always able to lose the weight, but then you get tired of what you were doing
Right.
and then obviously stop what you were doing and then just go back to old behaviors.
Yeah, I think you go back to the favorite things that you always liked or depended on. It's hard to go to a completely different style of food that comes in a box. I just think that's hard to replace everything that's in your pantry and everything that's in your refrigerator with something you just put in a microwave, and to stick with that for a long period of time. For me, it was difficult. I'm always used to cooking foods, having a nice dinner or something like that. So I always took a little pride in my meals, and that was difficult.
Good. And so it's been beneficial. Would you say it's been beneficial for you to really learn how to fuel your body?
Yes, definitely. I think that was really one of the keys here, is to learn exactly how to eat. I mean, that sounds like a really vague phrase. I mean, people, oh, how do you eat? Well, you get a knife and a fork, and it's not that. I mean, it's eating correctly is something that a lot of people haven't discovered. They don't understand how to balance the fats and the carbs and everything that's needed to put together a proper meal. And once you start learning that process and understanding it, it becomes easy because it's all your own and you understand how it should work and how it should be.
I think that's great. Yes, and I have believed that since I started this company for the last 20 years. So, like so many other people, you've done a lot of things in the past, but really learning how to fuel your body is important. Now, when you first came in and I did your assessment, what was your mindset after having already lost weight a few times and then gaining it back? What was your mindset when you came in?
Well, it was definitely, it's time to make this happen. It's time to make this work. I wasn't happy not being successful, obviously. So, coming into you was, I wanted to make it happen, and I was definitely coming in with open ears and an open mind, and to see if I could really make this fly this time. And I think finding out, like I said, how to put together the menus and everything really kind of helped me.
Now, I was talking to you just a few minutes ago before we started this podcast, and I said, I asked you what your goal was, and you just had a really great answer that I just thought was so profound. Will you share that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not, I try not to put a goal on it, on a weight. I don't want to look at a number. What I want to do is just change my lifestyle and let everything fall where it may. And it's all falling pretty good so far. The weight comes off me. I'm eating, very much better than I was before. I'm enjoying what I'm eating because it's from my own creation, pretty much. And, you just kind of stick with what is the right way to eat. and you're just surprised, pleasantly surprised at how well you're doing. Your weight comes off. You're concentrating on the process. You're concentrating on how to eat properly, what to eat properly. Mm-hmm. And the results come. And that, to me, that I don't think I need a goal for that. It just, it's happening and I like what's happening.
Yeah. And I think that's so great and so poignant, because I think when people think too far in the future, or if they think about a goal that seems so big that they possibly can't reach it, that's how people become overwhelmed.
Oh, without question. Without question. It's funny. I got another story for you. I mean, I've gone through a lot of clothes. I mean, the last few months, I mean, we've gone, you know, I've got probably 20 bags of clothes I've gotten rid of, right, Marty?
Mm-hmm.
One pair, it's funny. I've always hung on to this one pair of jeans for years. It's the 501s, those Levi's with the button flies, right? Mm-hmm. I bought them years ago. And for some reason, they always stood in my closet. I liked them. They didn't fit me for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but I've kept them with me probably for, God, embarrassingly, probably 20 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
moving from house to house, whatever. And there was no way these pants were ever going to fit on me. Right now, that's the only pair of jeans I have that actually fit, and they're actually a little big on me right now.
Isn't that great?
And it's like, that really just kind of blew me away. I was like, wow, all these years I've been carrying this pair around, and
mm-hmm.
now they're actually a little big on me. So
wow.
I guess I'll tighten the belt one more notch.
That's fine. Then
keep them on.
Downsize a little bit.
Right,
yeah.
But you know, it's just amazing how it just starts to happen. It just changes. Everything changes.
Yeah. So do you keep things in perspective by just focusing on that meal at the time versus what am I going to eat today? Is it, okay, what am I going to eat right now? What's your mindset to keep you had mentioned that, you know, you don't focus on the goal. You don't set a goal. You focus on eating healthfully every day. And then inevitably the results will happen. So what is your mindset each day or at each meal?
Well, you want to make sure you have everything on hand that you need, right? So you want to, you know, I think it kind of goes back to step one. We haven't talked about that first. One of the first things we did when we started started working with you, Marty, was that trip to the grocery store with that young lady. I can't remember her name.
Lindsay. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, kind of taught us how to shop properly.
Mm-hmm.
But how to stock the shelves properly, how to put stuff in the refrigerator that was going to be healthy for us.
Mm-hmm.
But like that's like the first thing. Once we start doing that, once we have the bad stuff out, the unhealthy stuff out, the good stuff there in the pantry, in your refrigerator, you know, you can start, you know, making your meals almost at mealtime because you know you have all the ingredients you need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not great at planning. I should be better at it. I mean, my sister does a menu a week in advance, and I can't deal with that. But
mm-hmm.
you know, if I can actually know what I'm having for dinner around breakfast time, I think I'm ahead of the game. But, you know, so I think as long as you have all the ingredients nearby, you're able to do that when it's time for lunch. You can go put together your
mm-hmm.
the pieces of your puzzle and put it on your plate, and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You're satisfied, feel good about it, and you're on with your day.
Yeah. So how long do you think it took you before your taste buds changed? Because you're Italian.
Yeah.
It's part of your culture, you know. Food and alcohol is a big part of your culture and family. And how long did it take for you to, for your taste buds to actually change to where you preferred some of the healthier food choices?
Right. Probably, I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks, probably up to 4, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
By then, you know, you were kind of, the sweets you were looking for weren't really a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like, you know, grapes or mm-hmm. oranges or apples or
mm-hmm.
something, you know. So that I think is, I can't tell you how it happened, but all of a sudden it was just, you know, like I would buy a bag of cookies now. I'd go buy the thin cookies or the sugar-free cookies,
mm-hmm.
and they'd get stale before I finished the package now.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I'd finish that package in a couple of days and it'd be Oreos or something.
Or
bad,
sitting,
you know?
Yeah.
Right, because you just want the sweets. And, you know, I don't know why. Like 2 or 3 weeks, it changes. You don't have that craving anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was very important, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is you don't want that cookie or that donut or something like that. You know, an apple fills the bill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good. A banana is very sweet kind of taste. I had a Coke the other day for the first time in like 6 months. It tasted like syrup. I couldn't drink it. I couldn't drink it. It was funny.
Right.
Yeah.
I just think that's so amazing how your taste buds do change. And if people could just stick with it long enough to experience that.
Right.
that prevents you from getting overwhelmed too, because you don't actually even want it.
It's just there. It's not like you're aware of it. All of a sudden one day it's like, what the heck? What is this?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and you know, you find satisfaction with the good healthy things, mm-hmm. nice carrot or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, our programs are 2-for-1, and you can do this with a family member, a friend, and you chose to do it with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been beneficial for you?
Well, it's definitely good to have, you know, someone to do it along with, because, you know, doing all that shopping and all that stuff, planning all the meals or, you know, getting ready for meals, it's all good to be on the same page with that. It's definitely healthy for both of you to be eating better. You know, I don't see any bad part about that. So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
So it's definitely good to be in on your with someone else, but it's not impossible to do it by yourself either. But
right.
I think, you know, again, it's that learning. As long as you're willing to learn what the right way to eat is and all that,
mm-hmm.
I think it's easy for two to do it. And if one's doing it, the other one will kind of say, what's going on there?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They'll get on board pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, once they start seeing the results.
Right.
They inadvertently start losing the weight just by changing some of their food choices.
Yeah.
So obviously throughout this program, you like to go out to eat. You and your family, you like to go to restaurants. And how is that different now? And how are you making it possible to still enjoy a meal out when you want to, if you don't want to cook?
Right. Lots of great restaurants in Scottsdale and Phoenix and Arizona, all this. So there's lots of great choices. And, you know, Marty, you were very helpful in that and telling us, you know, kind of dawning on us one day, we use the Marty rules now. We go in and went to a restaurant and we tell them what we want to eat. I mean, it's that simple. You know, I mean, how many meals are just like, okay, a meat, a potato, you know, some string beans and cheese or something. I don't know, whatever. Tell them, you know, I want a piece of salmon and a nice salad. And that's what you eat. And you're very satisfied and they're happy to bring it to you and cook it exactly as you want it. So.
Yeah. Have you ever had a waiter or waitress say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're ordering this way?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Most of the time they look at you and give you a little nod and say, good choice. I know what's going on back there.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Keep the french fries off the plate. Keep the potatoes off the plate, unless it's like a baked potato, maybe something you could control.
Right.
You know.
Sure.
You know, it's easy to make the right choices if you just look at the menu, find the things you want, and tell them exactly how you want it. They'll bring it to you.
Yeah. What I have found to be helpful for me, I'm in maintenance phase now, but what I have found to be helpful is, so I don't even like to look at the menu, because if I go into a restaurant and I'm hungry and I look at the menu, the chances that I'm going to order what I should go down greatly than if I just push the menu aside and say, okay, what is it that I need? And because if I look at the menu, it's just too tempting for me.
Right.
I don't know if you feel that way, but.
That's true. There's also a lot of healthy food restaurants and fast food places starting to pop up, which is making it a little easier to go in. Maybe you don't get overwhelmed by the menu there because it's not the Cheesecake Factory in it.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Everything on the menu is pretty healthy to begin with. So there's good choices to be made there. And that's people are really starting to look at the way they serve you food too. I mean, you can start to notice that when I think you start changing your menu and the way you eat, you'll notice that restaurants are starting to kind of come along on that path too. There's usually a section on the menu that'll just, you know, it's healthy delights or healthy whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can order stuff from there too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think restaurants are going to start going out of business if they don't, you know, pick it up a bit on the health front.
Yeah.
I
know all the healthy restaurants are very crowded.
They are.
There's always a line. So.
There is. Okay. So, you know, I've also found in doing this for so many years, the biggest thing I have had a challenge with is really helping my clients make the sacrifice of giving up the alcohol while they're losing their weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was your alcohol consumption before you started the program? How much?
I'd say, I don't know, probably 4 to 7 drinks a week, depending on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very social thing. I mean, golfing, you know, your golfing buddies are drinking beer or having a Bloody Mary in the morning or something.
What, real quick, was that uncomfortable at first when you're in those social situations?
Yeah.
To make the sacrifice? How did that feel?
I was on board with the whole plan, so it wasn't too hard, but I think people are kind of at first they're just like, how come you're not drinking? You know, mm-hmm. I want to have a beer with us or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, they kind of get used to you not drinking either,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And so when your buddies would say to you, how come you're not having a beer? What was your response?
Well, I'm just, I only have one a week.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, I do have a drink a week maybe. Last night I had a little wine with dinner. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Yeah.
When I'm golfing, I have a, you know, a lightweight beer or something every once in a while. But, you know, it is a little difficult, but it's, I don't know, it's not hard to do. I mean, if you just make your mind up to do it, I mean.
And commit to it.
Right. And commit to it. If you're mm-hmm. on board with it, you know, it's the social pressure. I get it. People are looking at you, you know, why isn't he drinking? But then again, you know, if you have yourself a club soda and a lime, nobody knows the right. difference, though.
Right. And really, I have found that you don't even need to, you don't owe people an explanation of why you're not doing right. something that they're doing.
Right.
It's just, I don't want to.
Or, well, I'm driving. I don't know.
Whatever. Something, whatever. No, thank you. I don't want, no thanks.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it could be very, very simple.
Yeah.
But I get it. At first, it can be uncomfortable. But wouldn't you say after a while, it just becomes part of your lifestyle? Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think I was a real big drinker to begin with, but I'm not missing it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, the people around me, the people that have always been around me and are still drinking like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that, but they don't say, well, you know, they don't ask anymore. They just say, oh, that was fine. He's all right.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Yeah. And, you know, like on special occasions or and moments when you want to indulge, it's okay. You can have a little bit and sure. be good with it, right?
Right? And even there, you can, you know, there's certain things you can order that don't kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't order, you know, don't mm-hmm. get the heavy German beer.
Yeah, right. I know. So, you know, lastly, but, you know, most importantly, you know, you've lost 63 pounds and 32 inches. You look great. You're in a pair of pants that you haven't been able to wear for the last 20 years. Those are getting baggy on you. You must feel pretty comfortable in your skin.
Oh, yeah, definitely for, you know, as much as I can for who I am. But, yeah.
Right. So what keeps you going now? What did your goals change? Well, not that you set goals.
No, I think.
What is it now?
You know, like I said, there's no goal. I'm just eating well now. I'm eating differently now. I don't really see the other way I was eating as possibly returning.
Mm-hmm. But why? What's the reason behind it?
My tastes have changed.
Good.
I mean, like now, it's weird. Like we, you know, yeah, okay, I'm Italian. We like our pasta. We like our. I'm preferring my spiralized zucchini pasta over regular pasta now. And, you know, my family's looking at me like,
all right, Tom.
But now, it tastes better. And I'm not going to fight it. I'm saying, okay, this tastes good and it's good for me.
Yeah.
And I'm doing better and it's still delicious food. So
yeah.
I'll win, you know. So I think, you know, once you change, once you get into that groove, you're off and running. There's mm-hmm. nothing to worry about. Don't stress over it.
Right.
Just accept the food you're eating and delicious. You know, you can make it as good as you want. The list that you give with all the different options, your options are endless. Don't stress on one thing. Don't stress on, focus on one thing.
Just right.
Let it come.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, share your golf analogy real quick that you told me about earlier.
It's the process, right? Okay, a lot of it's golf here, right? And it's always, you get stuck on the shot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like you get stuck on the weight goal. I'm going to lose 50 pounds in 6 months, whatever mm-hmm. it may be, okay? Well, the golf books I read, you know, Dr. Bob, you guys know who he is if you're a golfer. You know, he always tells you, you think about the process. You think about the way you prepare for a shot, the way you approach the ball. You look at the way you want the ball to land. You're into the process instead of the result. And that's mm-hmm. the same thing with this. You're into the process of eating well, of eating healthy, of eating smart. The result will come. And if you're in the result for golf, I mean, in that, you know, thing with golf, go through the process and the result will come. That's the same thing with this.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, Dom, I want to thank you for coming down this afternoon and sharing your insight and your success. And I love working with you and your wife. And
I just appreciate and the fact that you can help so many other people by sharing your insights is wonderful. So thank you.
Yeah. Marty, thank you very much. Appreciate you doing it with me. And, you know, we love it. We appreciate you, everything you've done for us.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.